I'm Barry Miles from the Anglican Society for the Welfare of Animals. Good morning, everyone. Yeah. It was very kind of David to introduce me as your speaker this morning. But in fact, I have been largely displaced by someone else, El Cid, the donkey. And the reason for this is that I remembered reading in the Independent newspaper a few years back about a survey which asked people whether they thought painful experiments should be done on rats. And someone wrote into the letters column, and the next day a letter was published, a very short one, just saying, "What did the rats say?" So it occurred to me today that rather than me talking about how we humans should be with animals, it was better to get an animal point of view. So we have El Cid here. He's rather a special donkey because he's going to speak in human language. However, we've heard that before, haven't we? In the reading, Balaam's ass spoke, was given voice, just as El Cid is given the voice to represent animals here today. His language, which we wouldn't understand, is called donk. Does anyone here know any donk? Eeyore, you might know that, but that's why he's going to speak English. Also, he seems to know a fair bit about what the Bible says. Perhaps donkeys do, it's just that they can't usually tell us. Just one thing though, El Cid can be a slightly rough character. He has a rather rough accent, and it can shift around from time to time, and he gets excited. But he'll tell you a bit more about that himself, I think. Now, my friend Rita is going to interview El Cid, ask the questions, because, if I can quote directly what El Cid said to me, I am not going to be interviewed by an oik like you. So it's Rita who will be asking the questions. Now, I'm just going to get El Cid out of his stable, so if you can just be patient for a moment. He's a bit reluctant to come out, I'm afraid. Most unlike him. Here. Leave me alone. What are you doing with that hand? Leave me alone. Don't like it. Anyway, he has come out. Eventually. And here he is. I'm going to sit down and let him take over. So, without further ado, over to you, Rita.
Good morning, El Cid.
What? El Cid? El Cid. M-A-P, if you don't mind.
What's M-A-P?
Member of the Animals' Parliament. I am not only a donkey, but I am an M-A-P. A voice for animals everywhere.
Right then. Good morning, El Cid, M-A-P. As an M-A-P, what are you currently working on, El Cid?
Well, currently we're working to get a ban on the practice of people calling other people animals. When what they really mean is, you are a nasty bit of work who has done something awful. It's not fair to use the word animal, because what they're talking about, most of us animals would never consider doing. It's an insult. It's speciesism.
I'd like to ask you first about your name, El Cid. It's an unusual name for a donkey, isn't it? Cid is a more usual name.
Does not my dress tell you that I come from the Middle East, not the tail end of London? I am a bit of a posh, aristocratic donkey. In fact, I am a descendant of the young donkey who carried Jesus into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday.
But you've got a bit of a rough accent for a posh donkey, haven't you, El Cid?
One cannot always choose from whom one learns one's English. I've mixed with some rough people, yes. And that's where I picked up this rough accent. You see, I knocked around for a while with Church of England bishops. I don't know why you're grinning, mate, because I've knocked around with your lot as well. Yes, I've picked up all their little ways.
I once heard a church minister at a church service called donkeys stupid animals. What would you say to him?
First, I would ask him if he can speak donk as well as I can speak English. And then I would remind him that I have a strong pair of back hooves and I kick.
Right.
Oi, missus, I haven't finished yet. There's something else. I can sniff out grass. Yes, the best grass. That may not mean much to you lot, but in my world, it's important. And you can't do it. That's what I'd tell him.
And
another of my ancestors saw an angel. Yes. She belonged to that bloke, Balaam, in the reading. That donkey saved his life, you know. God was pleased with the donkey, not with Balaam.
What do you think about humans being put in charge of animals?
Well, that's what the Lord said, so that's cool. But God made us for companions for people. They can do things I can't do, and it would be for the best.
Okay.
But if they did it as they're supposed to, like God wants.
What do you mean?
Well, let me tell you something straight from the donkey's mouth. I'm going to get real serious here for a minute. Humans say that they are made in the image of God, being like God, and have dominion, being in charge. And then they say that means they can hurt us if it helps them, like doing nasty experiments on us and putting us in factory farms. I don't know what God's image they are talking about there, but it's not the cool guy that looks after me and my mates. He's kind and gentle. In fact, that Jesus my ancestor carried was God's son. And he washed feet and sacrificed himself for others. He didn't put himself first. And he didn't throw his weight around, just because he was top man. He's lost his voice. I've just lost my voice a moment, but I've got it back now. Just because he was top man, which he was, humans say God has made them top of the tree. But then, they behave like bullies to us other creatures, just because we are not strong enough to stop them. Now, what would you feel if it was you? You know what I think?
What?
I think that those humans need to do some real, seriously cool thinking again about what being like God and being in charge really means when it comes to the way they treat us animals. Mind you, I will say, the few people humans I've seen here, they look a pretty decent lot to me because they brought their mates along with four legs. But humans in general, they need to think about it.
Do you know, El Cid, I think you're right.
Now, Can I ask you a question, love?
Go on.
Did you bet on the Grand National?
Why do you ask?
Because in those sort of races, you are betting on a cert that some of my equine brothers and sisters will die. And they did again yesterday. You bet they die.
Well, El Cid, you'll be pleased to know that I didn't. Instead, I'm going to do what Animal Aid suggested and donate to a retired racehorse sanctuary to help save their lives when they're not wanted for racing anymore.
Hey, that's cool.
And to end this interview, would you tell me what's your favourite Bible verse?
It's Proverbs chapter 12, verse 10.
Shall I tell you why? I think you're going to.
I am. It says that a person who behaves like God is kind to animals, but wicked people are cruel to them.
And I think that's a good thought to leave everyone with, don't you?
Amen. That's cool. Going to put him back in his stable now. I think he's caused enough excitement for one day. Actually, he insisted on staying for the service, so there he is.